from that generally. Because the red flag thing, North Shore would help.
Right.
That's what I'm gonna discuss could be executive.
Okay, okay.
Because I don't wanna be talking about kids.
All right.
No, no.
I'm not trying to cut off conversation.
Right, but I think in addressing your question, as a school counselor, the school counselor does not do hardcore kind of counseling. But they can be the filter. They can put a program in place that helps to prevent stress or provide healthy coping skills for stress or other issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just talking with students one-on-one. It can and should be a layered, age-appropriate curriculum that's embedded in the school. That's what it looks like in a typical school with a typical school counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that takes obviously a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
To do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I've put together two different calendar options for next year. I was reminded that it's an election year, so one of those takes advantage of that week by having a fall break during that week, because we're off that Tuesday, Thursday. And then the other option takes advantage of what we've done in the most recent year, which is the Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to vote on this month, because I just want you all to see what the two options that I've put together are. Knowing that the kids need to have a minimum of 1,060 hours, and at the bottom they both have the students that arrive or attending 1,081, so there's some extra hours built in case of snow. I'll email these out to the entire board so that everyone has such an opportunity to kind of look at them before the next meeting, since there are so many who were unable to attend tonight.
Is the only difference that November stuff?
Yes, the yellow in November is the only difference. That, and then there's a June 7th.
Yeah. It's like 7th is green on one, but not on the other.
Correct. So in one day that we go all the way through June 7th, and the other we end on June 6th.
Gotcha.
The staff preference, based on their review, is to do the week of election.
That's my preference.
Mm-hmm. My preference too.
That works really well for seniors.
Oh, because of college application deadlines?
Yeah.
That's big.
So I would ask that we vote on this next month, because we have to have something in place by the beginning of April. Yeah. So.
But, we couldn't vote now, so
what is that? What is the deadline down?
I mean, if everybody.
Not an early decision, so November 15th. But a lot of students, the year before last, when we had that week off, they really took advantage of that and started. But they did a lot of college visits.
Yeah,
it was really
we
helpful.
Did. It was a great week for college
made
visits.
Made progress on their lists, on their applications. It was a really nice release valve.
Yeah.
Debbie, I didn't hear what you said. You were making a point in favor of the Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, so the seniors 2 years ago.
No, the election week.
Election week. The whole week for the long fall break really helped our seniors to do college visits and get their applications done.
Well, I vote for Thanksgiving week when we vote on this. Doesn't carry a lot of weight, but we were taking three of your students and my grandchildren to the Galapagos for the Thanksgiving week.
Maybe we'll agree with
what
you.
What a shame.
Take us all.
Yeah.
Well, they still only missed 2 days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. We're still off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
What do you think? I mean, can we vote now if we want?
I think that there's no reason we have to vote tonight, so I would say let's wait to the next meeting when more board members are here. I mean, legally we could vote now, but if we don't have to, then
yeah, that's right. We're missing a lot of people today.
Although I do like to punish them for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I sent out the financial reports last week. to give everyone an opportunity to look through them. You notice on page one, we're still in the green, which is always a good thing. Focusing on revenue, we've brought in almost $300,000 more than we had originally thought we would bring in for the year, and we still have 5 months of miscellaneous receipts to come in. That's the stuff that goes into the pool, the revenue that comes in for the aquatics, for any building rentals we have, for, I just submitted a grant yesterday for $13,000 that we will get if I submitted the right paperwork. But they'll work with me to get that money. So that kind of stuff will continue to come in. And at the bottom, we are at or slightly below our anticipated expenditures at this point of the year.
So based on this, what do we expect our surplus to be, and how does that compare with what we thought it would be last month?
It's about the same as it was last month.
And what was that number?
Over 200,000 right now.
Even though we're bringing in more money than we thought, it's about the same?
You're going to see an updated budget next month with updated expense numbers. So
okay.
Some of it will balance out.
Okay.
I really don't see anything on page two to kind of point out, but on page, the one that's marked page one, but the one that's marked page two, it just again shows what we're $292,000 above. We're meeting on 2/27 to discuss staff compensation. So that's primarily what we're going to be focusing on, what we might be able to do for staff because of the cushion that we have there. Travel, we're over. I knew it because at the time we didn't have the Calder Foundation grant money, so we did not budget for the travel for MYP training that several people have gone for. Supplies and materials were high, but we don't usually buy that much after this part of the year. We always preload the supplies and materials, and we're down in equipment purchases. So all these numbers will be adjusted and projected based on our spending pattern for the remainder of the year when we meet in the next finance committee, which is March 20th. The page is, question?
So we're still in the green?
Yes.
We're still looking very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we should still be getting about another $100,000 from the state as our final reconciliation, because they had some wrong degree levels for some of our staff and years of experience, and all of that got updated, and so they will adjust, and then it's almost over $100,000. So,
and your projected reserves or surplus still includes that money too?
Yes. Going skipping to page six, there's just a couple of appropriations that will expire at the end of this year, but Franny and I have already discussed how we're going to handle that. Educational accountability is a small amount of money that we'll use the next time we have to purchase some supplies and materials. It was basically given to us for CPR materials, and we purchased those earlier in the year to use in our lifeguarding course and things like that, and in our 10th grade health classes, 9th grade health classes. Educational sustainment is the money that is given to each school so they don't have to lay off teachers. We're going to add a third teacher to that, so it'll draw the money down more quickly than it has been. So it'll be gone by the end of the year, because that's the ones you lose it if you don't use it. The next page shows that all the school districts have paid. We have
so
no outstanding.
Helen, make sure everybody, I think what you're saying, so when you say you're going to add a teacher,
we're moving a teacher from one appropriation to that appropriation.
I
want
to make sure they understood.
Yes, we're not adding any staff at this point.
Okay.
Just how we're paying them is going to modify. All the school districts have paid to date.
Yay.
The page eight summarizes everything that was prior to that. And then the aquatics page. We were running at about 50%. In terms of revenue versus expenses, now we're not quite. Our revenues for so far this year have been 87,000, and our expenditures have been 96. We've had very strong February sales though, which was expected because at the beginning of the year people make their New Year's resolutions to get in shape.
It's true.
Pay for memberships and then use them for about 6 weeks and, you know. So all in all, we're continuing to be in very good shape.
So I was scrambling up here looking for Steve's email and I can't find it. I think it's here. I can't find it with his sort of summary or questions. It was something about the consultant. There's an expense for a consultant or something that he was wondering about.
Let me just find it real quick. Revenue. State payments are final and consistent with the projections. They're not quite final. We still have, it was one of his comments, that the state revenue, state payments for revenue are final and consistent with the projection. We still have about $100,000 that we should see having been deposited in the February. We are now exceeding our preliminary budget revenue by 2%, and this is without any reserves in our year-to-date actual figures. So, in our original budget, we included $144,000, so that will then be off the table, which brings us back to about the $200,000.
Okay.
Total expenses for the month came in slightly, 1%, 0.1%, or over 1/12 of the budget. However, a year-to-date analysis were still favorable, so that was the 58.2 versus the 58.3. On the month, you will notice higher than average expenses for the following: energy in contracted services due to the cold month. In fact, we just paid a $15,000 electric bill for January because it was so cold in the month of January. And we won't see, that'll be reflected on the February one. And that's the biggest one we've had since we've been in this building.
Okay.
Wow.
And then the educational consultant is due to lead the way.
That
was not in our original budget.
Okay.
So again, that's been modified in the budget that will come to you on March 20th.
Okay.
Alan, has the heating situation in the new middle school wing been resolved?
Oh yeah, it's quite warm down there today. We're in the mid 70s today, and the heat will be on until April 1st, so the classrooms are quite warm.
There was a question with some of the Johnson Controls equipment, wasn't there?
Yeah, they're actually still working on it. For the most part, it's been resolved. There's a few outlying problems that are being worked on, and then at some point we'll submit all of the receipts that we've paid, which last time I counted them up was over $15,000 since July 1st. We'll submit those to RYJ for reimbursement.
Okay, good, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that it?
That's it.
Can I have a motion?
Motion. So moved.
Huh?
You can't, Joe.
Oh.
Nice try.
Hang up.
Come on, Chris. Make a motion.
Denise Westbrook, Gina.
Oh. You made a motion?
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve.
Oh. Motion to approve the financials
as presented.
Anybody second?
I'll second.
Chris will second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Motion carries. I guess we want to be short that way.
Okay.
Foundation update, Joe?
Not much since the last update, other than Susie, you were right about the funds at the foundation. I think we had probably closer to $400,000. It should have been in the minutes. So we can revise the minutes if you're comfortable doing that. But today we have $563,757 in our account.
Okay.
Which is great after having paid the $2 million of the debt off. Pretty liquid.
Thank you. It's more than double what my math showed, so that's good.
I made those notes here. I'll give them to Andrea to make some changes.
Okay, thank you. Guess I'm going to make a motion that we incorporate the numbers that Joe just set forth into the minutes from last month.
As of last month, Susie, you should be using the number of approximately 400,000. This is what's happened this month. We're revising minutes of a month ago.
We've already did. And the minutes are accurate based on the time that these minutes were produced. What Joe is saying is that the funding is different now.
So I withdraw that motion.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Okay. Anything else, Joe?
Nothing else from the foundation.
Okay, thank you. Committee reports. Some outreach and buildings and grounds and athletics. Submitted reports. Oh, Shanta isn't here today, right?
Susie, can I make a very quick report on the new compensation, employee compensation committee?
That would be great.
We will be meeting next week to hopefully come up with a recommendation for the board at its March board meeting on salary adjustments for our staff. Without going into any detail, but just to tell you that we think there is salary adjustment needed in many cases, and we will be coming back to the board. The committee will come back to the board with the recommendation, and hopefully the board will approve our recommendation. And the employee compensation committee will have done its job. That's all.
Okay, so that was, it's not on this list, but we have an ad hoc compensation committee right now that is comprised of Joe and Chris Benjamin and Jen and Alan and Trish, and I've been attending as well. Right. And then Jen and I were talking that there have not been many reports from the executive committee this year, but the executive committee is Jen and Denise and Joe and I, and we've also been on the ad hoc compensation committee and on the search committee, so those all tie into the executive.
We've been doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Even if we've been haven't been doing written reports.
And succession planning.
Right. Yeah.
Right. In fact, on my committee list, I made them one, executive / succession. Okay. Yeah. Because it's the same people. So. Anything else to report? From under committees? No?
As I said, finance will meet on the 20th of March.
One other thing on building and grounds, which I think everybody got a note from our building and grounds committee. I'm concerned that landscapers that we have been using to beautify the campus, particularly out back where we're putting hedgerows down some of the walkways and so forth, they are going out of business. Paul DeVilbus is his name, and he's retiring from the business, and they're going to close up shop, as I understand it. So we will be in the market for another landscaper. So if anybody has a favorite landscaper that they think is great, who can handle a commercial job rather than a residential job, please let us know.
Do we have any commercial landscapers in our school community?
We're not sure. And the only reason I'm saying we're not sure is the other day we were talking about graduation and moving up day, and we may, and Gina is looking into contacting somebody about plants, but I don't want to get into right now who that is until, okay? But the question is maybe.
Okay.
And we also...
Left to our own devices, I would be getting bids from several, including Sposato. They do a lot of the golf course maintenance, but mainly golf course beautification. So, and keeping the grass green and so forth. So I think they're a quality group, and hopefully we can lean on them to give us a very low price bid. And if they win the bid, then they'll have the business, but we should include others that people may know of that are capable.
Yeah, on the list. Out on the highway.
Right on the highway, exactly.
I know the name as well. The kid went to school.
I know. I know the kid's name.
I see the building.
Let's not take any time for it. Just
you have to do an RFP.
People think about it. If you have a name, call Lance and tell him or call me.
Yeah, we also have a staff member whose brother owns a wholesale nursery, and he probably could give some suggestions because he sells to all the people, including to Paul DeVilbiss. So I'll touch base with her tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Anything else under committee reports? No. Old business? No old business? New business?
I don't know if this is new or old, but you all aware the website's being redesigned, I hope. I've seen a prototype of it. I've been shoveling content their way, giving them access to ours to be able to copy and move some stuff from there. We've got Sharon uploading pictures, Gina's putting pictures on, Steve Bastianelli's been asked to put pictures into a Dropbox that I've set up. So we're not quite ready to see how it's going to function. We've only seen what it's going to, like what the main page is going to look like. And it looks a lot different.
Who is doing it?
Techno Goober.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great.
We met with both Fine Line and with Techno Goober. And Techno Goober was lower priced. Both Fine Line and Techno Goober worked together at one point and then split, so the quality of their work should be relatively the same, and what platforms they use are probably very similar. So, mm-hmm.
Do we have someone in-house who can do, are you the one who would be doing sort of the editing going forward?
We're going to divide it up, and certain people have access to certain parts of the website.
But we can do that all in-house, we don't need to come. Good,
yeah, and they'll do the training for us on that.
Cool.
And we also, I think, are going to have a parent portal to be able to sign in to see documents and to see information that will not be available to the other, to the general public.
That's good.
You know, we've not put certain things on there for safety reasons, right. Like our bus routes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Is there going to be an interface for like the Schoology? Is that what we use, Schoology? A direct interface through the website?
I believe we have asked for that, yes.
Cool, great. That's good.
So I was struck during one of our interviews for executive director interview with a person who did not make the final cut, but he was younger, and he was just talking about how social media, that the school where he is now, they use a lot of social media, and I was thinking in terms of advertising our pool and our athletic facilities. Like he was talking about that the schools have Instagram accounts and Twitter accounts and all these accounts that could be used to perhaps for us help generate some revenue.
Outside of Facebook.
Outside of our website, maybe. Oh, do we have Facebook? I don't even know.
We have Facebook.
Shows you where I am on the technology.
Yeah.
And whoever's doing it, there is a lot of stuff on there about the sporting events, and it's fantastic. If that's you, great job.
On the Facebook account?
Yeah, Gina does it.
That's fantastic, because there's something every day.
We can't get it inside.
Because of the Wi-Fi reception?
No, because it blocks it.
The state's firewall blocks it.
So I can't go and look at it in school.
Right.
But that's just the way it is.
And that firewall is set up by
the state of
Delaware.
Oh, interesting. Even if we had like Twitters and Instagrams, they'd probably be blocked in the school.
Gina would have to go sit in the parking lot.
Yeah. Car. She'd have to put out
actually,
there.
Actually, I actually have to head down toward arenas. I have to actually leave campus now
to go tweet.
Head down the road.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
We could ask the state to whitelist it for us, but we deal with a lot of social media stuff already that's happening.
Do we want kids snapping during the day?
Yeah.
No. Heck no.
It would just open the door.
Yeah. Cyberbullying, no, I think I...
Not at all.
Right. Drive yourself to arenas, have a Diet Coke, and take care of your workout.
I'm taking a ride. It's okay.
All right.
I like his approach to sort of modernizing our thinking about how to communicate about our school. Correct. And sort of, you know, we think about outreach in terms of parents, I think. And I think that there's a huge avenue available to have outreach through kids, you know, and for kids to be saying to their parents, hey, I want to go look at this school, as opposed to, you know, top down and bottom up.
Correct.
So I like that it's, you know, causing us to think about it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. He really did make me think about it differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he insulted our website, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Alan assured him that we were on it. I think he said it would look like it was from 2002.
It does look a bit antiquated.
I can't.
Digging a hole.
I can't take that away.
We've been acknowledging that.
Yeah. It does.
And we've said, one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is not a priority
still
for us right now.
And who's the one that came to parent-teacher and said, hey.
The PTO said they would pay for it.
Right. PTO is the one that came in.
They support our technology, and they consider that part of our technology.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more old or new business? Public comments? All right, well, we do have...
I would like to make a public comment.
Just to
let everyone know that our inaugural mock trial team has their competition this weekend, the state competition in Wilmington, starting Friday. They're actually scrimmaging Indian River right now, and I think the kids are totally pumped for it.
I do too.
They're having a blast. I think that they're very optimistic about their abilities. And we'll see how it all plays out.
As a matter of fact, had they not been going to this, I was going to have a couple of them for the director's report.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, my game plan was initially to have a couple of them come in, and then I knew they were going, and actually with the Florida thing, I wanted Steve to come. So
it might be where Marty is right now, because he's been helping them coach.
He's helping to coach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Mm.
And so he might be there at the scrimmage right now.
Okay, we do have an executive session item.
When's Robin coming?
She's coming at 5.
All right, well, we'll do executive and then we'll go back. We have Robin. Oh, yeah. Our Robin Cronin is coming to give us an update on the search. So
we will be going into executive session under item. Can you put it right on the agenda for me? So under 29 Delaware Code 10,042, which is personnel items.
Do we have a motion?
And staffing issues. So I'm going to make a motion that we go into executive session under that item.
I second Denise Musgrove.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
You're opposed?
I'll be right back.
No,